Number four, report by State Water Resources Control Board Liaison. Mr. Briggs.
Yes. Approaching the podium, we have Fran Spivey Weber, our liaison with the State Water Resources Control Board. Welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here. As you know, Walt and I are trading off because sometimes your meetings conflict with other meetings that we're supposed to go to. So I'm very pleased to be here today, and Walt sends his best. The one-star cooling policy that you have heard about in the past that we adopted, it has not gone to OAL yet. It's scheduled to go early in August, so the and it usually takes 4 to 6 weeks for it to get through OAL, and we'll find out if there's some changes that we need to make. So the clock has not begun to tick on that particular policy, but progress is being made, and I hope that the next meeting I can report that it has gone to OAL. Tomorrow we will be announcing our selection, the board's selection of a new executive director. Dorothy Rice, as you may remember, has resigned, or is retiring, actually, and her term will end physically on, I think, August the 12th or something in that range, and then she'll take vacation through until October. But we will be announcing our selection tomorrow. So I can't tell you at this point because that would not be fair, but I think you will be pleased. In the Delta, the Delta's been a big focus for the Water Board, the State Water Board. We have announced the selection of a Water Master, which was created under the November water legislation that that the legislature passed and the governor signed. Craig Wilson is that person. And those of you who've been in the Water Board business for a while will remember Craig from our being our legal counsel in the past. I did not know Craig prior to his asking for this particular assignment, and I was very impressed with him, and I think it's going to bode well for the Delta program and for water boards generally in terms of working in the Delta. It's a four-year assignment, and so he will hit the ground running in August. We will also have our Delta Flow report, which is focused exclusively on public trust values. It will be out by Wednesday, between Wednesday and Friday of next week, and we'll be hearing it on August the 3rd, and we'll vote on it. And I think it too will be it was part of the legislation, the water legislation from last year, and it will be a new kind of innovation, somewhat like the Water Master, that the legislature is tasking us with doing, and so I think it'll create a lot of conversation. The 303D list recommendations that are to go to EPA will be before the board on. They were before the board, and they'll come back before the board on August the 4th, and I expect that we will be sending those recommendations on at that time. The construction stormwater permit that we adopted last year kicked in on July the 1st, and we had literally hundreds and hundreds of phone calls of people trying to figure out exactly how to do this. And we had students, a bank of about 8 or 10 college students who were taking phone calls every 5 minutes answering questions. The same thing was true for water rights. This was the first time. Water rights reporting has been required since, I think, 1956, but there's never been a penalty associated with not reporting. Again, the water legislation from last November puts a penalty on not reporting water rights use, and that applies to every kind of use, riparian as well as pre-14. So, as you can imagine, there were huge numbers of phone calls coming in on that as well, but we hope a lot of people have reported. It will be online. We will be posting these the reports online. So there are a lot of things going on at the state board, and I was talking with Roger this morning and encouraging you after your meeting yesterday that you check in with the Integrated Regional Water Management Planning efforts. in your region. There are several of them. The Department of Water Resources is going to have money. They'll have some planning money that is that can be applied to salt nutrient plants if you're going to be doing some of those in, as part of the recycled water project or water policy. And there's also project money that will be available. And a lot of those projects, while they have a water supply element, also have water quality elements and habitat protection elements. So I encourage you to incorporate IRWMs into your watershed focus for the future. Thank you.
The water rights information that's going to be posted online?
It is.
What is going to be posted exactly?
The reports that people have as to the amount of water that they are using.
Are using.
Mm-hmm.
Just curious whether the State Board has thought about having any water quality data taken and submitted along with these reports.
Not with these reports.
Right.
But that's a good suggestion. And in terms of, we do have water quality data that is submitted in other venues.
Right. This might
but
be.
But this is different. This
would be different, but it might be a way to help us collect mm-hmm. ambient water quality data.
I will pass that along.
Okay.
Great.
All right. Thank you. Any other questions for Fran?
Yes, I have one.
Yeah, Mr.
Can you tell us what your participation is going to be on July 14th at the PUC meeting in San Francisco?
Who's going to be there?
You.
I'm going to be there.
What is your participation?
It's called the Thought Leaders Program, and they invite people from different venues to come in to focus on something in particular. And the topic for this particular conversation is about the true cost of water. And so there will be Michael Hanneman from Berkeley, who's an economist who's been working in water valuation for a long time. I will be there. I'm the facilitator for the panel. There'll be someone from the PPIC, the group that puts out annual reports about all kinds of things California and California resource-oriented. Bob Wilkinson from Santa Barbara will be part of the panel. We expect about 100 or so people at the conference or at the meeting, and then about 100 online. So, but it is available online. They do webcast.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.